God, we trust that you have our best interests at heart. As we hear the reading of your word, remind us that we have been raised with Christ and inspire us to seek the things that are above. Through the power of Holy Spirit, amen. This morning, the Old Testament reading is from Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. But the more they were called, the more they went away from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incense to images. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms. But they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them I was like one who lifts a little child to the cheek, and I bent down to feed them. Will they not return to Egypt, and will not Assyria rule over them because they refuse to repent? A sword will flash in their cities. It will devour their false prophets and put an end to their plans. My people are determined to turn from me. Even though they call me God Most High, I will by no means exalt them. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I handle you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboiim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I devastate Ephraim again, for I am God and not a man, the Holy One among you. I will not come against their cities. They will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children will come trembling from the west. They will come from Egypt, trembling like sparrows, from Assyria, fluttering like doves. I will settle them in their home, declares the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Loving God, we ask that you would help us today to remember. Remember the good things that you have done for us, and to share that witness to the world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So it probably wasn't 2 weeks after Henry was born that I had this moment of realization, this revelation. And I pick up my phone and I call my dad. Ring, ring, ring. Hello? Hey, Dad. What's up? So it's really hard being a parent. Tell me about it. So I probably haven't said this enough in my life, but thank you for doing all the incredible things that you did for me growing up and keeping me alive and doing all those things that you did to help me out throughout my life. So thank you. You're welcome. I gotta go. Henry just spit up. Bye. It wasn't until I had a child of my own that I could fully appreciate what my parents did. And from that moment on, my view on the past completely changed. I realized how much work, how much effort, how much love, patience went into taking care of my siblings and I. And I saw clearly the toll it took on both my parents. And it amazes me that our memories, even so much later in life, can be transformed through the different experiences we have. I wasn't ungrateful to my parents. I just didn't know what they went through until I had kids of my own. Now, Israel was in this perpetual state of not knowing the depths, the lengths of God's love for them. And yet, in Hosea, he says, "Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them." God, through Hosea, is trying to wake up the Israelites from their ignorance, to get them to remember what God had done for them. The language of God that God uses here is that of a gentle, loving parent who nurtures and cares about the well-being of their child. And in these prophets, you know, we've been covering a lot of these prophets throughout the weeks. We are not used to God using this kind of language. God normally is an angry disciplinarian who's about to bring the pain upon his children. Yet here God talks about teaching Israel to walk, lifting them up in his arms, leading them with cords of human kindness, lifting infants to his cheeks, bending down to feed them. This beautiful imagery of a God who has loved Israel from the day they were born, God through Hosea is saying, look at all of this. See how I cared for you. See how I rescued you from the Egyptians. Remember where you have been. This passage, when you read it, it's like you're going to God's house and God's taking out the old photo albums and going, look, here's your first bath. Here's the first lock of hair we had to cut off your head, and we waited as long as possible. Here is where you were baptized. Here's where I showed my love to you each and every day. That photo album sitting there showing Israel, and they acting like they have forgotten all that God had done for them. The Israelites, Hosea said, did not know. And whether they were willingly ignorant or intentionally, unintentionally so, they had forgotten their history. They had forgotten where they had been, and they had forgotten what God had done. And instead, they sought after other gods, other priorities. And you all know this drill. When you lose sight of who you are and whose you are, it is so easy to lose everything. You become McDonald's trying to sell pizza. Right? McDonald's should not sell pizza. They should sell what? Hamburgers. If you're a Christian who has read Scripture, you remember what God has done for you. You don't lose sight of that. Our past is there to teach us the good and the bad, what to take with us and what to abandon, what to build on what came before so we don't make the same mistakes that our parents and our grandparents did. our history, our past, those photo albums in one way or one way that God shapes us, and ignoring that past is one way we take a step away from God. So God is asking us to remember. Remember the mistakes. Remember the acts of kindness. Remember the people who made a difference. Remember the hard but necessary lessons of failure, and remember those who stood by you through it all. I think about these days because now when we have these cell phones on us all the time, we take millions of pictures. I can't tell you how many pictures I have on my computer. It is embarrassing. Back in the day, my grandmother would take pictures and pictures and pictures, and she'd print them all out, whether they were good or bad, you know. And she'd have boxes under her bed when she died. She had boxes of photos. And I guarantee you, I have 10 times the photos she has now that she had in her lifetime. I promise you, I have that. And I can show you a clear line from the day Henry was born until this very moment. And I started taking pictures not that long. It was a little while, a couple years ago. I started taking pictures of Henry screaming. And I think at the time it was a lesson, you know. It was something I was going to show him when he was upset, or maybe when he wasn't upset. But I was going to take a picture of him when he was mad and upset. And now when I go through these photos, I think about the good times, the bad times, the love that was easy to show here and the love that was really hard to show over here, and how all of that is documented. Every moment like that. And God is doing that for your life. God is saying, you know what? I remember that, and I loved you even through that. I showed you grace here when you were struggling, when you lost sight of who you are and who you belong to. I taught you how to walk again. I taught you how to love again. Hosea, in his words to the northern kingdom, did not work. The northern kingdom did not remember and repeated the same mistakes of the past. They lost their livelihoods, they lost their nation, they lost their wealth, they lost their relationship with God, seemingly, at that moment. Don't make the same mistake they did. Remember your history. Bust out that old photo album. Remember what God has done for you. Express gratitude to those people who were gifts from God. Stop searching for greener pastures all the time. Appreciate. Never stop saying thank you. Because once you were a child, and someone loved you and called out words of grace to you before you were ever able to respond. So let's go from this place remembering who we are and whose we are, and spread the good news. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.